Hi, my name's Chris. I'm a reception class teacher in a primary school, so I teach 4 to 5 year olds. I eventually got into it. I've always wanted to teach since I was very young, so I looked at different ways of doing it, and eventually, after working in schools for about 10 years, I decided to go and take the plunge and do my teaching degree, and eventually got qualified as a teacher after going to University of Winchester, and then was offered a job role in the school I'd been working at for a while. When they told me it was a reception class, I was a little bit nervous about what I was going to do because I wasn't quite prepared for early years. But after a few months of working there, I loved it, and I, you know, haven't looked back since. And that was 4 years ago, and I don't think I will try to do anything else otherwise. When I was 15, I suppose, when I looked at my career, I thought teaching was going to be what I did, which eventually was that, either that or being a doctor. But I think I chose on the teaching. It's a little less blood and gore, although not that much. In terms of the route, so I did my teaching degree, but I worked in schools several years before that, for about 10 years, working my way through, doing different things. And I kind of just ended up in doing my teaching degree and coming back into early years settings and loved it and haven't looked back. The best parts for me when I think about what I do is that love of learning and the fact that the children at that age want to learn. They're just like sponges. They'll soak it all up, and they just love what they do. They love learning new things, and it's that spark you can see in them, and the spark you can nurture as being that adult in the classroom. You know, whether you're male or female, we all bring our own unique perspective to what we do in terms of our work with children, and I think that's a great thing. Development at that age is kind of the essential age. It's the most important time for children, is their early education, in terms of building in those skills and that knowledge and that adaptability for when they're older in life and as they go up through the education system. So I think it's that spark, it's that light bulb moments that we can do, and we can feed in with the children, adding our own individual uniqueness and personalities for the children to work with. When I think about the benefits to me, I've certainly mellowed a little since I started working in early years. So I think I've become a little bit more adaptable, a little bit more flexible in terms of how I work. The children have certainly taught me that life isn't always hard work and doom and gloom. Sometimes it's about learning through play and enjoying our lives. I've certainly come out of my shell a little bit more since I started teaching early years. And I don't think now that I would actually do anything else. In terms of what it can do for the children and the benefits to them, I think the great thing is with having so many different people in their lives, they learn the differences and diversity of society, and we all add our own individual talents and personalities that help them develop in different ways. And I think the more people we get into early years, be they male or female, I think the better it will be in terms of building children to be the best and the future that we're looking for. Thanks very much.